Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
All right, folks, I'm in a bit of a quandary here. Lots of emails yesterday about Comey's show. You know, I put my email on my website because I really enjoy your feedback, but I'm a little confused. I have to be honest with you about some of the feedback we got on the show. Read the Comey IG report. There are some unbelievable nuggets in there. I missed yesterday because I was literally doing it on the air as it broke. I've got that for you today. Also, a quick update on the situation down here. We're unfortunately at ground zero for Hurricane Landing Zone. A stacked show for you today. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, how are you today?
It's Friday, so I'm doing good.
A little bit of a muted it's Friday.
Yeah, right.
Not as usual. It's Friday, which goes on for about 30-40 seconds sometimes.
Withdraw a little bit.
Yeah, I think because we were just talking about this hurricane and stuff. Yeah. Joe and I are contingency planning for next week. We'll be here for you. I don't miss shows. You guys and ladies give me your all tuning in every day. You've made my life super special, Joe's as well, and I sincerely mean that. And it's our goal, Paula and Joe and I, to get this to you as well. By the way, yesterday was my anniversary with my awesome, loving, fantastic, smart, beautiful, wonderful, incredibly super califragilistic, makes me allidocious wife, Paula. We've been married, believe it or not, 16 years. Crazy. Right. Feels like 2 minutes.
Congrats.
So that yesterday was unfortunately, we were supposed to go out to dinner on Saturday night, and we're not going to do that in the middle of a category 4 hurricane alert. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it, but she doesn't feel that great today either. Okay, moving on. Love you to death, though, sweetheart. She's right outside. Today's show brought to you by our buddies at Genucel. There it is, the jawline treatment right there. You can't beat this stuff. Genucel, newsflash, ladies and gentlemen. People look at your jawline, it simply tells your age. Genucel's having a summer blowout sale. You're not going to beat anywhere. It's here right now. Get a $30 instant coupon. Instant. It's applied automatically to your web or phone orders. It's really that easy. Just go to genucel.com, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. We'll call them. Here's Cheryl from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Wow, the very first time I tried it, I could immediately feel the tightening sensation. I've been using it for just a week and the results are very visible. My jawline looks so much younger. That's a giveaway, that jawline. Using MDL technology in Chamonix's proprietary base, Genucel's jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin around the neck and jaw for tight, healthy, younger looking skin. There it is right there, folks. Results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. No questions asked. Call now and get the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness free with your order. Start to see results in 12 hours or less. Genucel immediate effects is also free. Go to genucel.com, G-E-N-U-C-E-L, and enter Dan30 at checkout. Don't forget, that's a $30 instant coupon automatically with your order in August. Go to genucel.com. That's genucel.com. Promo code Dan30 for a $30 instant coupon. Don't forget. All right, let's go. Nice, almost hit that one. Okay, let me just start out with this. And I don't like to do this, but I feel I have to, and I'll tell you why. You guys and ladies out there, I don't say this with any air of kind of like, I'm not being coy, silly, funny about it. I mean this. You're everything to me. My credibility matters to you. We get a lot of stuff right. I've got a few things wrong here and there. Like I said, I always bring up the Blase Ford thing because... Listen, we make mistakes like anyone else. Sure. But as a show, I think our record of being accurate is pretty darn good. I mean, go back and read Spygate, my first book. We nailed it 2.5 years ago when we wrote the book, the whole story, based on some sources. It wasn't like magic powers. But I got some emails yesterday that, I have to be honest with you, unnerved me a little bit. Because I trust you and you trust me. And some people, a very few, 3 or 4, were like, what are you doing? You've been telling us Comey's going to get locked up forever. Nothing's happening. Jim Comey. And of course, this was pursuant to the Inspector General report, where, by the way, we covered 2 weeks ago that Jim Comey wasn't going to be charged. So I don't know why this was news yesterday. Yeah. Some, and by the way, it's very limited, but I feel it applies to the broader audience because I don't want you to think you're wasting your time. Folks, I have never, I don't know what show you listen to, but I have never said Jim Comey and the players of this were all going to go down and get locked up and we were all going to be singing Kumbaya. I don't know where you got that from. That's not this show. Maybe you listen to other shows, fair enough, and you're conflating the two, but it's important to me, even to people who didn't send those emails, that you understand my credibility matters. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I can't answer an email about something I didn't send. You need some evidence? Here's a minute clip of a viral speech I conducted down at the Breakers in Southern Florida. That, by the way, when I said this, this was, Paula, how long was this? Almost a year ago now? Yeah, November. This is almost a year ago. When I said this, everybody emailed me, don't say that. You're crazy. Everybody's going to get locked up. So I don't know which other way to have it. Play the cut, and we'll come back and we'll cover the details of this Comey report. I'm here to give you the bad news, unfortunately. No, I mean it. I'll give you the bad news and the good news. The bad news is nothing. I am not convinced anything's going to happen to any of these people at all. Remember, justice isn't blind in the United States. It's only blind to Democrats. Bob Menendez got off. Hillary Clinton got nothing. I mean, it's completely obvious that Hillary Clinton was involved in federal crimes. There's no doubt about it. It's just there's no will to prosecute Democrats. And the reason for that, as Sebastian knows as well as a lot of you do, is the media are full of liberals that will protect the Democrats to the end. They'll have Donald Trump potentially thrown out of office for ripping a mattress tag off. Hillary Clinton will, you know, trade information over a private server that the Russians and Chinese were most likely reading, and nothing happens at all.
I don't understand a lot of your emails. I really don't. And I get it. The 99% of you that didn't say that, you're probably like, well, why are you wasting your time on this? Because folks, that you're everything to me. I mean that. My whole life is built around my credibility with you. That's all that matters. Believe me when I tell you, we're not doing this for the money anymore. Trust me. We're good. You matter to me. I have never said that. I have said the opposite. And the irony of this is when I gave that speech, I got deluged with emails. Stop saying that. That's not true. They're not going down. They're not. Now, there are people who have committed crimes. So again, this is in light of what happened yesterday. Now let's move on from that to what I think is going to happen. There are people, because I go on later in the speech and say how there are people in serious trouble. I cover this in book two as well. There are. Comey is one of them. He is not out of the woods. Does that mean he's going to wind up in handcuffs? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think so. But I do think Andy McCabe is in a world of trouble. So please, if you're going to email me a complaint about the show, get the show right. That's not my show. That's not what I said. I did not say all these people. I said the exact opposite. Now, having said that, for the people out there who were upset, because I'm getting a lot of emails yesterday too, stop covering. It's a total waste of time. Nothing's going to happen ever. It's all a waste. No. I'm sorry. And they tell you in the business, don't criticize you. No, I'm criticizing you here. And I'm sorry if it causes you to tune out. There's nothing I can do about that. But folks, I get it that there's a tendency out there to want to throw in the towel. I get it.
Yeah.
But as Richard Gere said in Primal Fear, I'll have to paraphrase it a bit. You want justice? Go to a prostitute. You want to get screwed? Go to a courthouse.
All right.
The line's a little different in Primal Fear. It's a little more vulgar.
Okie dokes.
What do you think? You think the world is fair? I'm sorry, what do you... You thought the election of Donald Trump was going to right everything tomorrow morning? Folks, you're getting ready to throw in the towel after 3 years? That's it? This was never going to be easy. Ever. You have an entrenched swamp of DC bureaucrats, media elitists, academic frauds, lobbyists, billionaires, and millionaires who have bought this system off from the start. And you thought one man was going to be able to fix it in the first half of his first term? And because it didn't go our way with Comey, which, by the way, I don't agree with, I just told you what I thought. I'm giving you the facts. And I was right. You're ready to chuck in the towel and walk away? This country means so little to you that you're going to leave the president stranded out there on an island because a prosecution didn't go your way? They refused charges on Comey? By the way, and I have a note here, the case was a loser, which I'm going to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing more damaging than not charging Jim Comey would have been charging Jim Comey and getting humiliated in court. You want to give up? Fine. This show's not for you. I'm not done. We have a re-election and we have possibly five more years. If Pence gets elected or Trump Jr. after that, potentially 10, 12 more years to fix this thing. My gosh, you're ready to give up? This is our fight. You were here to fight. That's what your job is. There's a second creation out there. You're going to have to answer to a higher power one day. And you chucked in the towel because we missed the prosecution. I probably got 100 emails. You know, I'm done. Wow. I'm finished. Well, I'm not.
Wow.
I'm serious, Joe. I got a lot. I'm not done. Hmm. And I'm going to cover this because it's the biggest scandal of our time. And when it gets exposed, I'm convinced at a minimum, we will be able to correct the historical record on what happened here. If it that's not fair, Dan. People should go to jail. Life's not fair, Daddy-O. Tough. It's not fair. I'm done. Nothing's fair. Nothing's fair. You thought life was fair? I mean, where did you get that? Who told you that? We have a president of the United States being investigated for a crime he didn't commit, for another crime he didn't commit on an obstruction on an investigation that should have never happened. And you, all of a sudden you thought life was fair. Folks, I got to tell you, I don't understand that. And to those who are with me and the positive emails we got, you say, thank you. I'm with you too. This fight has just begun. Emails yesterday ripping.
Careful.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. I got to tell you, it's the first time I was sincerely disappointed. Because everything I've been telling you has been that I don't think there's going to be justice in that way. Now, let's get to the facts here. Folks, this case was a loser. It was a loser. Why? Let me give you the overview, and then I'm going to break down in this Comey report some really awful stuff that I think is being teed up to destroy this guy, Comey. Which doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be in handcuffs. First, Comey is smart, ladies and gentlemen. He is really smart. This guy is the Lex Luthor of all of this operation. Brennan's dope. Brennan's a dope. I'm becoming more convinced by the day. I mean, that Brennan's really, really not a bright guy. I can tell by his tweets. Mm. He's the mastermind of this and he can't shut up. Comey's not, folks. This guy is a devious snake who planned this thing out meticulously. Why was this case a loser? By the way, you're not hearing this anything. I'm going to put it on Judge Jeanine on Saturday night when I go on her show. Here's what he did, folks. He wrote these memos knowing in his head the information in there was going to be classified. He knew it.
Mm-hmm.
The memos were about conversations he had with the president of the United States. And I'll get to all of this later. Don't worry about it. I'm going to recover all of this. They were classified after he leaked them. Well, that's not fair. Yes! Point stipulated. It's not fair. It's also not a legal case. Comey was a snake. He didn't classify some of these memos at the time he wrote them, so he knew if he leaked them and they were classified later, he could say what, Joe?
I don't know. I didn't know. Classified.
What do you think, this guy's stupid? He did it on purpose. Joe, who did he leak them to? He leaked them to one of his lawyers.
There we go.
Daniel Richman. Who, by the way, was a special employee with the FBI who managed to maintain a clearance through the cycle. Comey leaked the memos to him as one of his lawyers, too. What does that tell you, Joe? He's not a dope. He understood that even if the information was classified ex post facto, that he leaked it to one of his lawyers who already had a classification based on Comey's hiring of him as a special employee at the FBI. This dude thought this out, folks. You want to take this to court and get smoked? Comey walking out of court like John Gotti after he won the case, screaming and showing the Richard Nixon victory signs? And then you're emailing me, you're done. The country's over. I'm finished. Good. Goodbye. I'm not done. I could take my money and run. Believe me, life has been good. I'm not done. Ever. It's my country and it's worth saving. You don't duck the hard fights. I'm done. Finally, what does Comey do after he finds out he's under investigation? He hires Richman, the guy he leaks the memos to, as his personal lawyer. Attorney-client privilege, not me.
There you go.
This guy is not stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, Comey outsmarted everybody. Oh, that's not fair. You're damn right it's not fair. This guy sucks. But he was smart. Bill Barr, however, is smarter. Well, Danny didn't prosecute him. He was not going to prosecute a loser. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this case was a loser in the D.C. courts it was going to go to. A loser with a capital L. Loser. This snake thought this whole thing out. He leaked these memos knowing it was classified, but made sure it was classified after he leaked them.
Yep.
Leaked them to an employee who still had a classification status, and then later on made the employee of the FBI his personal lawyer so he could use his attorney-client stuff.
Diabolical.
This guy is a snake.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Having said that, there are crimes out there, folks, where I think there is some legal liability. I still think Andrew McCabe is in a lot of trouble and potentially Comey as well. It depends. I'm not optimistic. Let me be clear about that. I'm not optimistic Comey's ever going to see a jail cell. And I never have been. There are three crimes. Crimes. Remember, them being in trouble does not mean legal trouble. When I say trouble, I don't mean they're going to wind up in jail. I mean, and you can listen to me, you can laugh this off all you want. That's fine. But I'm telling you, having run in this circle when I ran for office, folks, Jim Comey does not give a damn about 2 weeks in jail. That may make you feel better, but I'm telling you, he will only write a book about it and become a billionaire off it. He doesn't care. Many of you care. He doesn't. What Jim Comey cares about is going down in history as the white knight who took down Donald Trump. After yesterday, this guy looks like a complete corruptocrat zero, and it is destroying him. I don't care about that. I do. The historical record when this is over has to be clear. And it does matter. This guy will be written about in textbooks, Comey and Brennan, for the rest of his life and the life of his kids and grandkids, who will have to read this, as a stain on his agency and our country. Trust me, that matters. Getting back, there were three crimes committed here. There were the leaks to the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere of classified information. That is a crime, which Andy McCabe is currently under investigation for and may potentially be indicted for. There is another crime, which we've yet to get the perpetrator on. The leak of the Mike Flynn conversation with the Russian ambassador, classified at the highest levels, that was leaked to a reporter at a left-wing newspaper, the Washington Post. That is a crime. We don't know yet. I have my suspicions about who it is. It'd be unfair for me to put it out on the air, by the way, we could be sued for that too. But I have my suspicions about who it is. That is a crime. It's highly likely someone will be prosecuted for that. Third, we have the material misrepresentations to the FISA court under oath. There is likely associated criminal conduct with that too. We will see. I am not optimistic, but there are still dominoes left to topple here, folks. And one more thing, for those of you who know, nothing's ever happened. Folks, these people were fired from their jobs. They lost their pensions. Is it good enough? Hell no. But let's not pretend nothing happened either. I'm only here to give you an outlook on what I think is going to happen and the truth and the facts. I'm not going to lie to you to make you feel good. That's the irony of that video. That when I put that out there, everybody was mad that I said that. Now it's turned out to be true, and you're mad because, what, I don't get it. It's a little frustrating, folks. My credibility matters to you. I'm just a guy. I'm a guy here doing my best to report on the biggest scandal in modern American history.
I don't want you thinking you wasted your time. You didn't. All right, let's get into it. I got some video coming up, but before I get to that, we have a lot of sponsors who want to be here today. Just want to get that done with because they really want to talk to you. So I appreciate all your patience there. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show brought to you by our good friends at Policy Genius. September is National Life Insurance Awareness Month. Did you know that? Most people aren't aware of that. In fact, most people aren't aware they need life insurance at all. Big mistake. That's why 40% of Americans don't have it. Folks, we insure everything in our lives that matters. Insure your lives. Keep your family safe out there. But getting life insurance doesn't need to be difficult or expensive. Right now, prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years. And Policy Genius has made it easier than ever to get covered. Don't go anywhere else. Go to Policy Genius. It's the easy way to shop for life insurance online in minutes. You can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Once you apply, the Policy Genius will handle all the paperwork and red tape. Don't worry about it. Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They'll help you with home insurance, auto insurance, disability insurance. Who's better than you? Policy Genius, Policy Genius, Policy Genius. If you need life insurance, but you just haven't gotten around to it, National Life Insurance Awareness Month is as good a time as any to get started. Go to policygenius.com. Get quotes and apply in just minutes. You can do the whole thing in your phone right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Check them out. Policygenius.com. Policygenius.com. Okay. I want to play this video for you because this is, there were a lot of bad takes on CNN, MSNBC, and elsewhere yesterday about what's going on with Comey. A ton of them. A lot of fundamentally flawed analysis. Some good stuff, too. You can always count on Kim Strassel, Andy McCarthy, and others to get it right. And I'll cite some online people, too, who don't get the accolades on cable news that should as we go throughout the show. But here was Ben Wittes, a friend of Comey's, on MSNBC, giving what is possibly the worst take I've ever heard on what that report covered about Jim Comey. Check this out.
By not safeguarding sensitive information obtained during the course of his FBI employment and by using it to create public pressure for official action, Comey set a dangerous example for the over 35,000 current FBI employees and the many thousands more former FBI employees who similarly have access to or knowledge of non-public information. It's clear the IG is basically saying here, he went outside his, call it a chain of command in this case, I guess you could, in some form of that. And by not doing that, if others did the same thing, the FBI would lose its credibility in a heartbeat. Is that not a fair critique?
So I think under normal circumstances it might be, but let's consider what the sensitive information that the IG is referring to there. Mm-hmm. The sensitive information is that the President of the United States tried to shut down an investigation of his national security advisor. And that is the information that the IG is critiquing Comey for making public. And so I think you have to ask the question, once you've been fired, you are now, at this point, you're not just the former director of the FBI, you're also a witness to, you know, really gross misconduct that may be criminal. So what are you, is the IG really saying, and I think, by the way, that he is really mm-hmm. saying, that if you are a law enforcement officer who's a witness to potentially criminal activity, yeah. you got to shut up.
Even if you're the FBI director. Oh. Oh.
What? So Joe, just to be clear.
Yeah, Daddy.
Here, time for audience. The audience ombudsman hat.
Good deal.
I'm going to have to get this over to you.
With you.
By the way, it's got a back to it, too, as Joe noticed. Yeah. Audience ombudsman. Thank you to the guy who sent that. Let me get this straight, Joe. Comey's been silenced. Joe, just to be clear, according to knucklehead Ben Wittes, by the way, the worst take I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Joe, we've heard nothing from Comey. Did you realize all those tweets? Yeah. All those me that was a, you know who that was? That was Bizarro Comey.
Oh.
Remember, like Bizarro Superman. That was Bizarro Comey.
Oh.
That wasn't really Comey. Did you know that?
No.
That was Bizarro Comey.
This makes sense.
It was
now.
A genetic X-Men like mutation taken from a cheek swab of his skin cells, and they recreated Bizarro Comey. So we haven't heard from Comey at all.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Nowhere. He's been nowhere. He has been silenced. Okay, show's over. Thanks, folks. That's it. He's been silenced. Nah. Ben Wittes is right.
Is this
Ben Wittes is the biggest moron on Twitter, right? His Twitter account is so littered with stupidity.
Yeah.
He should delete his account and disappear from public life altogether.
Yeah.
I had to play that cut, but on the substantive note, because it was so hilarious what he said, I didn't even know where to start. Is the IG saying Comey should be silenced? Jim Comey's been on Twitter
Just about every cable channel in the history of sentient human beings. Jim Comey's written a book. Jim Comey's testified in front of Congress. Jim Comey abused his power in the FBI to investigate a president for a crime that didn't happen. Yeah. Then initiated an obstruction charge to investigate the obstruction of a crime that never happened as well. And this complete, total intellectual ignoramus is suggesting that Jim Comey has somehow been silenced? Oh, yeah, okay, Ben. And then, hilariously, he goes, and we're investigating an obstruction charge, and this thing about him trying to shut down the investigation against Mike Flynn. Wait, which investigation? The one that they acknowledged, Andy McCabe, Jim Comey's own deputy director, there was, quote, no effort to obstruct at all? You mean that, you knucklehead? You mean that investigation? You complete intellectual vacuum of a skull? An empty skull? Now, let me pierce. This is from the IG, showing you what a colossal clown this guy Witte's is.
Yeah.
That they tried to shut the Donald Trump. His assertion is Comey was silenced, which is hilarious in and of its face, and that Trump tried to shut this investigation down. Okay, here's a snippet of the IG report. This is fascinating for a guy who tried to shut the investigation down like Donald Trump. From the IG report. A portion of memo 2. Keep in mind, these are Comey's memos, not Trump's. A portion of memo 2 summarizes a discussion between Trump and Comey concerning the salacious material and Trump's wondering whether this is fascinating. Remember, Witte's is saying Trump was trying to shut the investigation down. This is a quote from Trump in Comey's memos. Whether Trump should ask Comey to investigate the whole thing to prove it was a lie. According to memo 2, Comey replied that the decision about whether to initiate an investigation was up to Trump, but that Comey said he wouldn't want to create a narrative that the FBI was investigating Trump because the FBI was not lie, and that Comey worried such a thing would be misconstrued. Witte's, seriously? By the way, that is the most ironic last name ever, Witte's.
Yeah.
Half you should Witte's. Change that
Ben
to
half
not Witte's. No.
You.
So, but clearly Benjamin, but not Witte, did not read the actual IG report, wherein Comey's own memos, covered by the IG report, Trump asked Comey to investigate, quote, the whole thing.
Oh, I missed that.
The investigation
that.
Trump's allegedly obstructing. You must have missed that.
Man.
Must have missed that key line.
Fault.
Benjamin,
jeez.
Not Witte's. Yeah, Judge. Damn. How'd I miss that one? Yeah, I mean, I read through the whole report and I missed the one line that refutes my whole assertion. Damn.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Benjamin, not Witte's, missed the entire crux of the whole report. That Comey's own memos say that Comey, one, lied to Trump about being investigated and then told him, no, let's not investigate the whole thing. The whole thing Trump wants investigated.
I don't know what else to do but laugh. I don't know what else to do.
Dude, this is like a clown show. It's like a sad clown show. Paula, remember that magician we had at Isabel's birthday party? The sad magician. We had like this magician who was depressing. Even the 2-year-olds were walking out on him. I felt bad for this poor guy. Worst tricks ever. The trick with the rings where there's like a hole in the ring and he's like, hey, look, these rings are connected. Dude, we can see the hole in the ring. Sorry. Here we go. Look, they're connected. This is like a clown show. These guys, they invest. Comey investigates a president for a crime that didn't happen because he hates him. Opens an investigation, lies about it, lies to the president. The president asks him to investigate it. He lies to him again and says they shouldn't because he doesn't want anyone to misconstrue it. He then lies about all of the FISA documents, lies repeatedly, gets fired, and then lies again to start an obstruction investigation into a crime that didn't exist. And Benjamin Unwitte's goes on TV and says, Comey's been silent. Yes, you're right. Comey has clearly been, the thumb was on Jim Comey the whole time.
Yeah. Must have read it on a box of Witte's.
Okay. Verdict is in. Armacost. Hilarious. Some guy for Facebook messaged me and said that he loves your one-liners.
Well, thank
he
you.
Says you're very witty, unlike Benjamin, not witty. I'm not. Wit is not my
good
thing.
Good shot. There you go.
Yeah, he did. He loves you. Thanks.
Thank you.
You know what? A lot of your one-liners, of course, escape me because I'm not as witty as you are.
They escape me sometimes, dude.
All right? So moving on here. Setting that up, that the commentary yesterday on this was awful.
I want to get to another bombshell in this report. It's covered by the Daily Caller. Was this Chuck Ross who wrote this piece? Either way, the show notes today, please read them. Bongino.com. Subscribe to my email list. I'll email them to you. Check out this piece. It is Chuck Ross, of course. He's done fantastic work on this. Paula, keep that up 1 second. I just want to give shout outs to other people too. Undercover Huber, awesome. Technofog, Rosie Memos, Tracy Beans. There are people out there on Twitter who you're not getting the accolades you should on cable news, who have been knocking it out of the park. So hat to Jeff Carlson, Epic Times, really Damn nice it. Work. Chuck has been at the forefront. Yeah, really good work, guys and ladies. FBI witnesses said Comey's Trump briefing was meant to collect info for the Russia probe, report says. Wait, time out. T.O., baby. Joe, you just read what I read in memo 2, right?
Yeah.
Comey told Trump he wasn't under investigation.
Right.
We don't need to look at this.
No.
We don't want the public misconstruing things. That's Comey's own memo. Sir, you're not under investigation. That headline can't be correct then. Is Chuck Ross lying to us? Chuck Ross has nailed this case. Has Chuck finally just started to go over the edge and start lying? No, of course, because Chuck Ross actually did his homework and has been right about this the whole time, unlike the hacks in the mainstream media, probably getting paid 3-4 times what he gets paid to lie to you and look like buffoons all the time. Because Chuck, like me and others, actually read the report. And in the report, it is crystal clear that on January 6th, when Jim Comey went to Trump Tower to brief Donald Trump about the dossier and the allegations in there about the pee-pee stuff, that he was going there to investigate Trump, not to brief Trump, which is directly contradictory to what Jim Comey has been telling us the whole time. Another hat tip to conservative treehouse guys, who we disagree about a lot, but still they do some good work. This is a snippet from one of their pieces today. They did some highlights on it from the report. Now, remember, keep this up a second. This is important. Jim Comey has told us all along that he's the white knight who went up in January to brief Donald Trump about the dossier because he was so worried it was going to go public. That's not what the report says. Quote, Comey told the OIG, the Inspector General, that he classified Memo 1 about that meeting in this way because his judgment was that the information, listen to this, ought to be treated like FISA-derived information or information in a counterintelligence investigation. You dig? Comey is full of it. He is a liar. This guy is a sociopathic liar. He has told everybody and their mother, I went up there on January 6th to talk to Trump, which he memorialized in his own memo, Memo 1. And in that meeting, I was trying to tell Trump, this information's out there. You should probably get ahead of it, but don't worry about it. It's salacious and unverified. That was not why he went up there. He went up there and only mentioned to him, by the way, the hooker stuff because he was investigating Trump. Folks, get in Comey's head a second. I understand this, having been an investigator myself. Comey and Clapper, by the way, are working together on this thing, which, CNN gets wind of just a few days later and winds up running a report about this briefing, which gives BuzzFeed permission to run the dossier. That's a whole other conspiracy there. That actually happened. It's not a theory. It happened. Comey walks in the office, Joe. I may need you to put on the ombudsman hat here.
No, I'm with you.
He's not going there to brief Trump about this thing, saying, hey, be careful. This dossier about these pee-pee stuff is out there.
Yeah.
He goes into the office and he says to Trump, you know, there's this stuff out there about hookers in Russia. For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm turning my ear to the microphone. Why is Comey doing that? Why not just tell him exactly what the hooker stuff in Russia was about?
Yeah.
What was he waiting for from Trump? Remember why he's there. He's not there to warn Trump. He's there, as he acknowledged himself in that treehouse excerpt from the piece that had, they did the underlining on that.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to get investigative information. What's he waiting for, Joe? Yeah. He's waiting for Trump to come back. He lays out just a very basic assert. There's this stuff about, you know, hookers in Russia. Oh, you mean the pee-pee stuff?
There you go.
The pee-pee stuff. Yes. Now he's like,
How does he know about the pee-pee stuff that was only in the dossier? You dig it?
Yeah,
sorry,
baby.
Folks. I'm trying to keep it relatively.
You're cool.
I don't think pee-pee's that bad. We can deal with it.
Yeah.
You all know the details about what the pee-pee stuff is. Comey seeds the chia pet, waits for the chia seeds to sprout. Hey, we got this hooker stuff in Moscow. He was waiting for Trump to go, oh, yeah, the pee-pee thing in the Obama room. They got that on tape? Comey, holy crap. In his head, he's feverishly writing notes on his cerebral cortex. But what happens, folks? Trump looks at him and he's like, what the hell are you talking about? Know anything about this stupid pee-pee stuff? Comey was there investigating Trump. Not possible. He just told the OIG and Trump they weren't investigating Trump.
Right.
You see it in the OIG report.
Yep.
He is a sociopathic liar. Folks, I'm not kidding. This guy is a sociopathic liar. This guy is almost as bad as Brennan. He is incapable of telling the truth. It gets worse. In order to get around the classification scheme so we can leak them, instead of bringing in an independent group of FBI folks to determine the classification level, again, hat tip conservative treehouse guys on this. This is their snippet of the report. I had to dig all over Twitter today for stuff. Techno, all these folks, you're all doing a great job. But this is theirs from the report, so I want to be fair about where I'm citing stuff from. The unit chief told the OIG that during the June 1st, 2017 meeting, the participants, this is a meeting where they're discussing how to classify these memos, including the one I just talked about the pee-pee stuff.
Uh-huh.
They should determine about what should be classified. And their quote was definitely a debate about some of the issues. According to Jim Baker, Comey's one of his lawyers at the FBI, some of the discussions were lengthy. And the group sometimes started down one path and then reversed course. Folks, listen to the names in this. Stroke then characterized the meeting, or Struck, as a lot of discussion about, is this classified? If so, why? And would it fall into the classification guidelines? None of the participants kept notes of the meeting. Wow, that's fascinating. Comey kept notes about everything, but as this cabal of idiots at the top of the FBI who's investigating Trump is determining whether to classify this stuff or not, they're not keeping notes on that. Listen, who else appears in this? As a result of their review, Baker, Struck, the unit chief, and Page, Lisa Page, oh, another one, recommended classifying portions of Memo 2, 3, and 7, which had not been marked classified by Comey. Isn't this fascinating? That even in later determining what portions of those would be classified, knowing Comey could open himself up to criminal prosecution by leaking classified info, who's determining what's classified? The exact same players involved in the investigation they later are going to be investigated for themselves. And not deep state, a conservative conspiracy theory. No, you're right, folks. They're no deep state. There's nothing to see here. Idiots. You guys in the media are idiots. You are sitting on the biggest volcano of a story in human history. And the volcano's going right up because you morons won't get off the pot. Comey's confidants involved in this spying operation on Trump are the ones determining what's classified. Oh, gosh. You didn't hear any of that on the news yesterday either. You kind of missed that. Because everybody's so concerned. All right, I want to give out another hat tip in a second. Let me just get to our last sponsor today because I want to motor through this because there's folks, please don't go anywhere. I've got 4 or 5 more ringer points here that I've got to get to about that. A lot of this was entirely missed on the coverage yesterday. Finally, today's show brought to you by our favorite mattress in the Bongino household, my daughter's as well, Helix Sleep. We love Helix Sleep, the most comfortable mattress we've ever slept on. A good night's sleep matters. Folks, you spend 8 to 10 hours of your life on a mattress. Why are you going to buy a crappy mattress built for some other dude or woman out there? Get a customized mattress. Take Helix Sleep's 2-minute quiz. It matches your body type to a mattress for you and your sleep preferences. You a side sleeper, back sleeper, hot sleeper, everything's hot to you, you're a cold sleeper, whatever it is. Go to Helix Sleep. Take their two-minute quiz. They'll get a mattress for you, not for Joey Bag of Donuts, for you. Helix Sleep's rated number one by GQ and Wired magazines. Been called the most comfortable mattress, CNN called it, that they ever slept on. Just go to helixsleep.com/Dan. Take a two-minute sleep quiz there. They'll match you to a customized mattress that you'll give you the best sleep of your life. They're so, the prices are terrific too. For couples, Helix Sleep can split the mattress down the middle, providing individual support needs and preferences for each side, which is great because my wife and I have far different preferences. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it for 100 nights, risk-free. That's how confident they are. If you don't love it, send it. They'll pick it up. They'll pick it up for you. You will love it. Don't even worry about it. They're giving you 100 nights, though. That's a lot. That's how confident they are in their product. Helix Sleep today, to my listeners, is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders for our listeners. Right. $125. You didn't say that wrong. Off at helixsleep.com/Dan. That's a big discount. That's helixsleep.com/Dan for up to $125 off your mattress order. Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/Dan. Helixsleep.com/Dan. Go check them out. Support our sponsors, please. They keep the show free and they really want to be here. So we appreciate that. And thank you to the sponsors as well. Thank you for all your patience. Okay, moving on. Here is a hat tip to another researcher out there, Nick Weil on Twitter, trying to spread the wealth around. Nick Weil put up this handy chart on his Twitter account. Ladies and gentlemen, this, if you're watching on the YouTube, you can check it out, youtube.com/Bongino. If you're listening, it's just a simple classification of Comey's seven memos and how there were classifications on each one. Markings were either secret, no foreign dissemination. One was marked confidential, no foreign dissemination. And just so you understand, some of them were marked unclassified, but FOUO. For those of you who aren't familiar with the inner workings of the government, mm-hmm. that means for official use only.
Okay.
In other words, even though it wasn't classified, it doesn't say for official use only, except for media leaks. Okay? Just so we're clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So hat tip Nick Weil on that. That's a handy reference guide. You check out his Twitter for that, but I wanted to put that up as well. Okay, here we get to some more absolutely damning information. So ladies and gentlemen, there's a leak that doesn't happen that's as damning as the leak of the memos Comey did leak. Let me explain.
Yeah, please do.
Put up this portion of the IG report about a memo, memo three, that wasn't leaked. And you wonder, gee, huh? Why didn't they leak memo three? Check this little doozy out. So Comey told the OIG, this is from the report at the time, that he wrote memo three. Again, he didn't leak this one. Why? That he considered it to be a classified memo. Now all of a sudden, Joey's concerned about class. Right. This is hysterical. Get a load of this. This is great. It goes on. But he didn't leak it because it contains some discussion about FISA orders. Oh! Oh, isn't this great? So the memo that describes the bogus FISA court warrant to spy on Trump and some of your other machinations to engage in a political spying operation with faulty information Comey knows is false. He doesn't leak that memo. Mm. No, that memo he keeps a close hold on. Don't leak. Shh, don't leak memo three. There will be no memo three. Folks, this guy is a sociopath. I'm telling you. But this guy is really, really savvy. And believe me when I tell you, I don't mean that as a compliment. He knew exactly what he was doing. Don't leak memo three. What is that buzzing? Do you hear that?
No.
Oh, sorry. That was you. Leave that in.
Cool.
Sometimes we edit stuff, but I don't want to waste any time. I want to get the show right out. Sorry, folks. A little buzz in my ear. That I see that IFB there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, sometimes it's what people don't do that is just as damning as what they do. Okay, moving on. I want to make sure I get to all of this. Here's another one from the IG report. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a whistleblower here. Now, just so you're clear, you know, before you put this one up, I'm going to put up a portion of the IG report in a minute. Hold on to that. Time out, Paula. T.O. T.O. on the field. Need my whistle. You may be asking yourself now, if you read the IG report, but don't worry, I'm here to do that for you. I know you all live busy lives. How the
the heck did they get these memos? If Comey was only leaking them to his lawyer, air quotes here, right?
Right.
And was keeping locked copies in his house, by the way, which he didn't tell anybody about because he's a snake and that's what he does. Joe, how'd they get these memos?
I don't know, Dan.
Somebody tattletale on him.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a whistleblower.
Oh.
Now, before, because this is a little complicated. Again, Joe, audience ombudsman time, put the hat on.
The hat's on, brother.
Joe, our producer, Joe Armacus. Okay.
Listening.
Before I read to you this portion, I want to set this up. Comey doesn't classify portions of his memos and has been telling the public, the media. Remember, he's been silenced by Benjamin Unwitties, right?
Yes.
In his silence, as he's talking to everybody in the known universe, Comey's been telling everybody what about the memos, Joe? They were personal.
Mm-hmm.
They were personal memos, not confidential. It was my, which, by the way, he gets excoriated on in the IG report. Humiliated. Here's the IG report. Let me give you one sentence. Let me sum up what Horowitz says. This idiot's so stupid, he actually thought these things were personal, although they were only done because of his job. That's basically in a nutshell.
There you go.
Comey's assertions, because he wants to avoid criminal liability, he's smart, is that these weren't confidential. They were confidential after I leaked them. And they were personal memos, so I had no obligation to turn them over to the FBI's official records. That's not what Comey's buddy said. No. From the report, there's a whistleblower in here. There's a tattletale. Listen to this. I want you to pay close attention as I read this about how Comey's little confidants in this small group, how they describe the memos Comey asserts are personal. From the report, all of the FBI's senior leaders interviewed by the IG stated that the memos were official government records. Houston, we got a problem. For example, McCabe, by the way, don't think these two are buddies anymore at all. One of these is going to flip, McCabe or Comey. Remember, he's the deputy director. Comey's number two. For example, McCabe described the set of memos as, quote, a record of Comey's official engagement with the president that was created by Comey in his role as FBI director. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a personal memo to me.
Sounds official.
Sorry. Sounds pretty official, buddy. McCabe told the IG further that after Comey's removal, the FBI took steps to ensure that the memos were preserved in FBI systems as FBI records. That can't be, Joe. How is that? That's not possible. These were personal memos. That's not what the cabal's saying. Jim Baker, the lawyer, told us, the FBI lawyer, that the memos, quote, were related to official business and, quote, they were discussed in the office in connection with Comey's official responsibilities. Rybicki, another employee, FBI employee in the small group of idiots, told the OIG that since Comey's removal, Rybicki had treated the memos as FBI records. Rybicki also stated he could not remember Comey ever indicating to him that Comey viewed the memos as personal papers. Oh, that's a problem.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a problem. Jim didn't think that one through. Now let's get to the keys to the kingdom. I have my suspicions about who I think the whistleblower is here.
Hmm.
If you're listening to the show, and audience archivist Judy probably knows, but she listens to every show and she probably has a better understanding of my show than I do even. I called this about a year ago. I'm not going to say who just yet, but I want you to read this last sentence about who the whistleblower may be. Put that back up again, because there's one other person who apparently had an idea about the personal Jim Comey papers that weren't personal. Bill Priestep characterized the memos as documents, quote, produced by the director in his capacity as director, their FBI work product.
Yep. I remember the show.
I remember the show.
I know you do.
Sounds like the gang of dopes have a real conundrum on their hand here, Dan.
Yeah. What have I said from the start about this? This is a spy story, the greatest spy story in human history, populated by idiots.
I remember.
Folks, this cabal of complete buffoons are turning on each other. Now, don't mistake for a minute the fact that these guys, there's any love lost for Comey. There's not. They're guilty as sin too, these other ones. But they're throwing everybody under the bus now. Jim Comey, these were my personal papers. That's not what the people around you said, Jim. Matter of fact, one of them said you never even said they were your personal papers. Kind of a problem, no?
So much for that apology.
Now, if you want one piece... Right?
Really?
Jim. Oh, yeah, Jim. You better, don't hold your breath
so
on that.
So much for
apology.
That.
Apology. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You ain't getting that from this show, Daddy-O.
Hell no.
Now, if there was one piece out there, just one, that I think summed up best this entire case yesterday and the OIG report and how damning it was for Comey. Again, I'm not talking about legally. That case was a loser. I said that in the beginning of the show. But damning to Comey, the FBI, and the people who tolerated his behavior. Sean Davis's piece at The Federalist sums up. It'll be in the show notes. By the way, hat tip to him, Molly Hemingway. Again, the list of people who did terrific work on this is endless. I don't mean to leave anybody out. Greg Jarrett, Sarah Carter.
Wow.
We really did phenomenal work.
Yeah, man.
But I try to highlight the people on Twitter, again, who don't get the accolades. They do really, I mean, tremendous work out there. The piece at The Federalist is titled, DOJ Inspector General Confirms Jim Comey Leaked Classified Info Violated Multiple FBI Policies. I'm just going to give you the takeaways, and then we'll wrap for the weekend. I know I said I'd get to the real clear stuff. I'm going to have to push it to Monday, folks. This show is too important today. And yes, the reason I cover it is because it's only the biggest story of our time. If it's not for you, it's not for you. I'm sorry. But I'm not going to leave you stranded out there with crappy cable news analysis like Benjamin Unwitty's on MSNBC because one out of 1,000 listeners doesn't like this. But sorry. It's only the most important case of our time. Sean Davis's takeaway number one. Again, it's in the piece. You can read it in full, and it's worth your time. The personal records thing. Jim Comey has been lying on TV, folks. He has been telling everyone these are his personal, non-confidential records. From the piece, Comey's characterization of the memos as personal records finds no support in the law. This is from the IG report. And listen to this. And is wholly incompatible with the plain language of the statutes, regulations, and policies defining federal records and the terms of Comey's employment agreement, the OIG determined. Comey's actions with respect to the memos violated DOJ and FBI policies concerning the retention, handling, and dissemination of FBI records and information and violated the requirements of Comey's own FBI employment agreement. In other words, this guy's a fraud. He couldn't even keep to his own FBI employment agreement as director of the FBI. Shame. Takeaway number two. This guy failed to, he lied to people. He lied to his own senior managers, Comey. From the Sean Davis piece, the DOJ OIG also determined that Comey leaked classified information to at least three people and failed to disclose the existence of at least four leaked documents. Folks, listen to this. Even after top FBI brass and multiple FBI agents confronted him in his home about the matter. He was asked about the info in his personal safe, and he didn't tell these agents because he's a liar and a fraud. Takeaway number three. So he lied about personal records. He lied about where he kept the personal records. He lied when the FBI showed up. He also didn't tell the truth when he disclosed those personal, which were not personal records, to his own lawyer. From the report, the FBI Safeguarding Classified National Security Information Policy Guide clearly states that any person who has knowledge that classified info has been or may have been lost or compromised or disclosed to an unauthorized person must immediately report the circumstances to his or her security office, the report declared. Comey violated this requirement by failing to immediately inform the FBI that he provided memo 2 to his attorneys.
cut and dried. He lied again. He lied by omission, which is what he's very, very good at. Finally, the last takeaway, which we opened up the show with, but again, pointing to the deviousness of Jim Comey and how he slithered his way through this entire thing. He outsmarted them. He was cunning in a tragically awful way. From the Federalist piece by Sean Davis. The OIG also blasted Comey for his use of special FBI employee and a personal friend who Comey only later claimed was his personal attorney as a leak conduit for classified government records. As the Federalist reported in January of 2018, Comey's use of Dan Richmond, a law professor who Comey characterized as a friend during sworn testimony in Congress, was an obvious attempt by Comey to shield himself from liability from improperly leaking classified information. The OIG report confirmed that Chuck Grassley, a Republican, was correct when he noted in a letter to Rod Rosenstein January 3rd that at least one memo Comey leaked to Richmond contained classified information. Folks, this guy was a snake. But he got us. Again, you know, you want fair? Well, there ain't no fair. None of this is fair. Fair? Ran for office against a guy in Florida who said I supported Obamacare. You know, you think I came home and cried to my, it's not fair. It's a rough and tumble world, folks. What side do you want to be on? You want to be that guy outside the ring looking in, or you want to get in there and tussle a little bit? I can't. I'm going to leave you at this point. I'll leave you as I, you know, and is this where we came in moment from Pink Floyd, The Wall. You thought this was going to be easy? You thought these people who've been promised jobs and lobbying contracts were just going to go away and fade away when Donald Trump got elected? You think entrenched FBI manage these slobs at the top. I'm not talking about these agents on the ground. Where I know these guys and women. I work with them. And they are very good at what they do. And I get a lot of emails. But these slobs, this cabal of losers at the top, you think with the liability they were looking at, they were just going to go away? You think they were going to take Benjamin Notwitty's advice and just be quiet? You thought the media idiots who've invested their entire careers in left-wing ideology and invested their recent careers in the destruction of Donald Trump personally and professionally, that they were just going to roll over and play dead? You thought politicians that are basically mercenary and the worst of the worst, that have the character of a speckled toad sloth, if there is such a thing, who have been elected on lies and years of deceit, are just going to come out tomorrow and give a press conference and admit they're wrong and that they're liars? You think John Brennan, who marshaled this entire operation, is just going to come out and admit it tomorrow, understanding the significant liability that places him under? You think the agents that swore under oath the information they lied about was correct are just going to come out tomorrow and give up their pensions and their careers because we want them to? You're misdirecting your anger. It's time to buckle up. It's time to get your bootstraps on and get ready for 6 more years of this. None of this is fair. But there's a right side and a wrong side. And it's time for you to ask what side you want to be on. And if it's not for you, I'm sorry. I'm not for you either. But I'm not giving this up. I never will. This is the most important story of our time. All right. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud and follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.